This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. I totally missed this. I guess over the weekend, Larry David, Jason Alexander, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, stars of Seinfeld, actually appeared in a Seinfeld-themed virtual fundraiser. Danny and Vicky are like, okay.
Who are these old people?
Yeah.
What the hell are they doing on the internet?
Yeah, exactly.
And Larry really wasn't a star of Seinfeld, I would say.
Oh, you're right. He was, yeah, he was the co-creator. You're absolutely right.
A bit player.
I think of him as a star because that's basically Jason Alexander's character is Larry David. George Costanza is just Larry, but yeah, you're right.
I feel like I always felt that he was a combination of both Jerry and George.
I could give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, you see that, all right, Larry is way worse than George was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so what they were doing on this fundraiser, sharing their favorite episodes. And
quick, Danny, what's your favorite Seinfeld
episode? Oh, yeah, good call. Yeah.
No, you know the one where Patrick says hello orders a Krabby Patty?
No, you're totally thinking of Friends. Because Friends is always the one where.
Okay, gotcha.
That's every episode title. So come on, Ron.
Gotcha.
For a second, I was like, I thought you were talking about Patrick Warburton. I'm like, yeah, when he was a Devils fan, that was a great episode.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
Putty,
yeah.
Putty was great.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. You're welcome. Read my mind.
Yeah, I'm here for you. It's early.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, Vicky, what's your favorite Seinfeld episode?
The one with the soup Nazi?
Wow. Good for you.
I remember there was like commercials
no
always
for you.
Playing.
With
no soup for you.
Vicky is so good at the internets that she doesn't have to see anything to know things.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, was that covered on Family Guy?
Actually, maybe. Now that I think of it, maybe. But I don't think I got it from there. I think I got it from like a commercial that would always air for Seinfeld that was like, no soup for you.
Right. Well, Julia Louis-Dreyfus agrees with you.
Because
that's her favorite episode.
Rev? Favorite Seinfeld episode.
Oh, man. There are so many really good ones. I think the one where they were just in the lobby of the Chinese restaurant.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That would, literally nothing happens. They're just waiting for seating. But it was so funny.
So I think I'm like the parking spot war one. I always love that
one.
Because
yeah.
That's like if you ever grew up in New York, that's a legit thing that would happen where two people would spend the entire day fighting over a parking spot.
Yeah.
But I think also I love the one where Kramer created his entire house to look like a talk show set. Was the Ed Sullivan show,
yeah,
I think.
That's right.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I think so.
And anytime someone would come over, he'd sit them down at the guest chair and he'd like interview them.
Oh, man. Yeah, those are good episodes. My favorite happens to be Larry David's favorite. And Jason Alexander, who played George, his favorite is the marine biologist. And I can't quite remember.
Oh, that was the one where he saves the whale because he pretends he's a marine biologist. And then there's a whale that is beached and he saves it by pulling the golf ball that Kramer had shot into the ocean out of the blowhole.
Out of the blowhole.
Yeah. And he saves the whale.
That's right. Oh, man.
This show is very
ridiculous
when you start hearing.
Oh, yeah.
when people describe what the episode's about, you realize just how ridiculous this show was.
My favorite episode was, of course, a very iconic episode, and I didn't realize just how much controversy there was behind the scenes with this episode, and that was the episode called The Contest, and that's Larry David's favorite episode.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because the executives were not going to let him do that episode, and Larry said, you know what, we can't do The Contest, I'm quitting.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he's like, this could have been a game. He said this was a game changer, and it was, because in the 90s, people didn't talk about self-love. It just wasn't done on television, that's for sure. You didn't mention it, so
I masturbate a lot.
Yeah, I mean, Ernest Borgnine and Seinfeld, yeah. And so when this episode was on, I remember watching it new, like, oh my God, they are really talking about taking care of yourself.
And then for the longest time, that was the way you referred to it, as the master of my domain.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Larry said that show changed something about how we were perceived in television land. It really catapulted us to another place. It moved us to another level, I think. And the show got much more popular after that episode. And
he's right, man. Everybody talked about that episode when it came out. If you weren't even watching Seinfeld, people were like, did you see the episode? And then when you explained it to someone, you're like, wait, they did an entire episode about having a contest on who can go the longest without touching themselves?
Exactly. And this is a little bit of here's a little bit of what that sounded like.
Well, I'll tell you this, though. I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house or all together?
All together.
Give me a break.
Right.
Come on. No, you don't think I can?
No chance.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Care to make it interesting?
Sure, how much?
$100?
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
I want to be in on this, too.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because you're a woman.
So what?
It's easier for a woman not to do it than a man. Oh. We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such a baloney. I shave my legs.
Not every day.
It's funny listening to it because it sounds like an old-timey TV show.
It does.
But they're talking about cranking it. And it's like, okay, it's this weird thing in my head. I'm like, it sounds so old-fashioned with the way it's delivered and the audio quality. But it's like what they're talking about is not stuff that they talked about on old-timey TV shows.
Not at all. This was a big moment.
Well, also, I mean, 30 years ago is kind of old-timey TV.
I know.
Yeah. And also,
so annoying that show is now that old.
I know, right? Yeah.
And also, I want to get Vicky's opinion because that was the mindset that women don't do it. So, of course, it's easier for a man to not go do that because women weren't known to do. So that was huge for Elaine to be part of that conversation, because for a woman to say, I do it too, was even more scandalous because it was a woman. I mean, that show was a big show because of where society was.
And that's pretty badass. My favorite, though, I read was that they won an Emmy for that episode because they never actually used the word.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Master of My Domain was the closest they got to using that word.
Which I think is amazing.
And also one of the best parts of that episode, too, was just like, spoiler alert, at some point, Kramer walks in like pretty much right after the contest starts and just throws the money down and goes,
yep.
I'm out.
Yeah. He goes into it.
The timing was so great on that part. He just comes barreling through Jerry's room and just like, I'm out.
Yeah. I'm out. Well, we got a couple of neighbors that are at war talking about old-timey TV shows because apparently this war, Gilligan is to blame. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:20 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys.
I even cleared my throat before we started.
And hey, you're doing a great job.
Little froggy.
Yeah, little froggy froggy. Yeah. Thanks, you guys. Thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Seattle for giving us the Migs Report. And today is a very special day. It's the day that we celebrate you, BJ. It's National Cranky Coworker Day.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Finally.
Today's your day to enjoy being cranky. It's also National Boxer Shorts Day.
Ooh.
Which always begs the question, boxers or briefs or boxer briefs?
Oh, I'm a boxer brief guy.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go boxer briefs, I don't think you ever go back.
No.
Boxers are just the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, tidy whities were pretty sweet.
But I like more room.
For what?
I should say more material for the boxer brief. Like, you get more material than a tidy whitey.
Yeah.
Push down your leg a little bit more, and I like that.
They feel like shorts.
Yeah. Oh, like regular boxers.
Yeah. Oh, no. Boxer briefs. Like, they're more short-like than, like, tighty-whities.
Oh,
just
okay.
Feel weird. Like, I'm always afraid that I'm going to lose my pants, so I want to make sure that I'm wearing something that isn't too revealing.
How are you? Are you afraid that, like, the pants thief is going to show up and take them? Or, like,
I don't know. Like, maybe I'll rip my jeans or something.
Well, like the Hulk, you know? And
okay.
You know, you got to walk around.
Rev smash. Well, anyways, enjoy your boxers today, everybody.
And by the way, I brought in some mini chocolate muffins to celebrate National Cranky Guy Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
oh.
So help yourself.
All right. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, right. You know, it's,
they got frosting on them?
They're not cupcakes. They're muffins. Oh. Sorry, buddy. I know you wanted cupcakes. That's all I had.
They're frosted muffins.
Yeah, frosted muffins. I think are cupcakes, but you know, good call.
I would love a frosted muffin.
Yeah, I think they call that a
This could be the strangest story I think I've come across in a while, because it's about a couple of neighbors. They're super rich neighbors. One of them's a billionaire. He's an investor by the name of Bill Gross. He's 76 years old, and he's been in a battle with his next-door neighbor. Would you think, if you're a billionaire, how far are you apart from your next-door neighbor? I feel like if I was a billionaire, there would be no next-door neighbor.
Yeah.
I'd be on my own island.
Yeah, well, this is odd.
Well, anyways, he's having an issue with a guy who's 56 years old. He's not as rich, but still rich. He's a tech entrepreneur by the name of Mark. Well, I guess Mark didn't like the fact that Bill put up a 22-foot-long blue glass sculpture on his property last year and poles and netting to protect it. He says it's blocking his view. He called the city to complain. And they decided, you know what, the city's not going to do anything about it, so I'm going to do something about it by blasting a certain song all the time at all hours. And that song is Rev Hit It.
Just sit right back and you hear a tale of a trip that started from this tropic boy, a boy in a
tight
ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper ran
ashore. I'll show you, sculpture boy.
Passenger set sail that day for a three-hour tour.
What are we doing? Okay. Oh, wait, the weather's going to get rough.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of a fearless crew, the mill would be lost.
What happened?
The mill would be lost. The ship set down on the shore of this uncharted desert isle.
I guess the important part now. Will the Professor Marion get a mention?
I don't know.
And his wife.
Here we go.
The movie star.
Put some respect on their names.
You know,
I let that whole song play just because I could tell it was torturing Danny.
Danny, that was great. That's when TV was great, when they had theme songs.
I just don't know. I was just enamored by the fact that all three of you were singing along. Singing along, I should say.
Well, if SpongeBob came on, you'd be singing.
That's a song that I don't think I'll ever... I might forget my own name. I might forget where I lived. I might forget if I put pants on in the morning. But I don't think I'll ever forget the theme song to Gilligan's Island.
No, you won't know your name, but you'll know Gilligan and the Skipper too.
So yeah, he was playing this song over and over and over, and now it's gotten to the point where there's lawsuits, restraining orders, and a bunch of other stuff going on. The two of them are just not getting along.
Yeah, I'd have to, you know, when you're a super rich person and complaining that your view is blocked, I think people really don't care. But I'd like to see how much of his view is blocked, because that, I mean, you know, you pay a lot of money for a place and they always sell out, like, hey, you've got this kind of peekaboo view, you got whatever. I'm a little sensitive to that right now because
that's the sculpture right there.
Okay.
So it's blocking some trees.
All right. Yeah, I don't, you know, that's, you know what, look at the beautiful place he's in. I don't think I'd worry. I'd be like, whatever.
I know, my life sucks. I've got a neighbor.
That's it? So that's the skull, that's his problem? So we're seeing it from his perspective?
Yes.
It's not that big of a deal, really.
Dude, people just want to be pissed off about anything.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it doesn't matter how much money you have, you're going to have issues with your neighbor.
Wow.
I still don't understand how, if you're a billionaire, you have a neighbor that close to you.
Yeah, you're right, dude. I don't know where he is. I mean,
like, Bill Gates, I don't think he has that. Does he have really a neighbor? I mean, he does, but like...
I'm not allowed anywhere near there, so I don't think so.
Restraining order's still there?
Yeah, still a thing. Yeah.
Big game tonight, boys.
What's going
World
on?
Series. You got your Dodgers taking on the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, boy.
Los Angeles has a 3-2 series lead. They could win the series.
Yeah,
win the World Series tonight.
Yeah.
I only noticed because I saw Danny was wearing the kit, the goalie kit, that Sounders are playing. They're heading up north to Vancouver to take on the Whitecaps.
Actually, they're playing in Portland because they can't cross the border. So they play the Whitecaps in Portland as their home team's field.
What?
Yeah, it's so confusing.
Wait. So the Vancouver guys can cross the border?
Yeah, I guess so.
They can fly over, I guess, right? Or maybe they could cross it as well. And so they're going to have to go all the way to Portland. Play Seattle.
Yes.
Interesting.
Is it because it's our laws, we won't let our people over there? Because
I don't know the reason.
We're not allowed over there, I think.
I don't think so.
So Americans are not allowed into Canada, but Canada can go wherever they want. Okay.
Damn straight.
I guess that's... Well,
I saw my buddy Daniel McCabe is a wrestler. He was in like Indianapolis recently for some wrestling stuff, but I know he could fly out of Vancouver, but I don't think he could... I don't think we could go visit him.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but yeah.
You what? People don't like us no more?
Well, you know. It's a whole other conversation. Let's talk about last night, Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
Oh, those Rams, they look pretty damn good taking on the Bears. They beat them 24-10.
Damn.
I think the big talk. Man, the Cowboys are having a tough go. Not only did they lose Dak Prescott, now they've lost Andy Dalton. Who knows? I think Danny's actually been now pulled in to be their backup quarterback now for the team.
Yeah.
A lot of people are having issues because their defense is just abysmal. And so their defensive coordinator is doing a press conference. And during the press conference, he had to cut it short. Not because he was upset with any of the questions. Because he had hot sauce in his eye.
Oh!
Here's how it sounded.
Obviously, the frustration for him as well is just, you know, look, when he misses them, I got something in my eye. Just had some Tabasco on my finger and it went in my eye. That wasn't good. Oh.
Never good.
It's terrible.
Oh, this
Jeez.
Is...
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Hang on, guys.
We'll
be right back.
Give me one second.
That was
easy. Give me one second.
Yeah. Or did he say, you know what? I don't want to go out there and talk to the press. We suck. They're not going to ask any questions that are going to be of anything of positivity.
Yeah.
And their PR guy's like, hey, I got a trick.
Yep.
I did it once in college and it worked out great.
There you go.
Give me your finger and grab some Tabasco sauce.
Can I just fake I have Tabasco sauce? No, you got to do the real thing. That way, if anybody questions you, they can see your eye had Tabasco sauce.
My favorite part is people are now arguing over why is he using Tabasco sauce because there's way better hot sauces out there. Because that's the debate we need to have.
Is that now the Sriracha police are after him?
Well, you know, I don't know about the Sriracha.
Yeah.
What is the Sriracha?
Sriracha?
Sriracha.
It's Sriracha.
That stuff, too.
Frank's Red Hot.
Yeah. Sriracha.
Yeah. Tapatio.
Yeah, I don't use any of it.
Any of it.
You'll never get Tabasco in my eye because I don't touch this stuff.
Best part is I send this audio to the rep. He goes, I just had a recent issue with something getting in my eye as well.
Yeah. I was in a float tank, and they used the salt solution. And as I was getting out of it, I decided to stick my finger in my eye and basically just shove salt into my eyeball.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, good job.
It sucked.
It was because he was going to have to do a press conference to answer for the issues with the Dallas Cowboys defense.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. I would put salt in my eye, too.
As far as weather, we've got 55 degrees. We're going to see some sun today. That's the major point. And that's what's up.
Look, I don't know about matchups or anything else, but I'm not feeling really good right now as a Seahawks fan.
Oh, because it's just everyone else in the NFC West is looking pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Bears are a good team. At least they have a good record anyway, and so... Hey, either the Bears aren't as good as I thought they were, or the Rams are better than they've been. I don't know, but
well, that's what they're saying, man. This NFC West could be, if not all the teams, a good like three out of the four could be making the playoffs this year.
See, you
because of how the playoffs are being arranged.
You guys don't like hearing me talk about it, but I mean, you know, the first few games of a season are really tough to get any indication of how good or bad anybody is. And now we're starting to really shake out and see how good teams are. And now that they've got a few games under their belt. So this is what's scaring me is that, I mean, we looked amazing, but it could be that some other teams that we're playing are bad or just we're trying to shake some things out. And now that people have film and people can study you and people can do stuff,
We lost in overtime. From a series of errors that typically don't happen. I love when people are like, oh, Russ didn't play all that well. Yeah, there were three interceptions, but he still put up incredible numbers besides that. So, I mean, I'm not going to jump off the train just yet and think that the world's coming to an end. I mean, it's not as if like they got blown out by Arizona. It was a close game, and it doesn't matter even what your record is in the NFC West. And whenever you play against one of your divisional rivals, they always seem to be exciting.
So you're still on the train.
100%. Yeah. Choo-choo, bitch.
Yeah, I'm kind of going. I'm a little worried about the defense on our train.
Oh, duh. Yeah. I mean, no, they're awesome.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's why I'm a little scared. I'm a little scared of the fact that I hope Russell can cook better than they can cook. Because he's going to need to cook a lot.
Well, we're going to see a lot of these kind of games, as we've already seen. Like they're going to be down to the wire. But, man, I mean, I hope that when Jamal Adams comes back, that's going to be enough to be able to make a handful of big plays on defense just so that they could get by. Because I don't think, we're not going to see like the Legion of Boom this season at all. Like, it's not going to be like that at all.
We're not going to see the Legion of
Right, yeah.
Really?
But if he shows up and can make a difference on a few plays, that could be the difference of every game.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So I'll try to get back on the glasses half full.
It was a tough loss.
It was really last night. I was hoping the Rams would look like crap. So I'm like, all right, we'll have a little rest in our division. But as you said, man, oh man, our division is tough.
And if it doesn't work out, worst case scenario, just put some Tabasco in our eye. And
there we go.
That's what we should tell Ken Norton to do.
Okay. Poor Ken.
Oh, dear.
No one's in his camp.
Well, Pete Carroll is, and that's all that matters.
Well, I mean, yeah, Pete Carroll has to be in Ken's camp at least until the end of the season. And then all of a sudden, we'll see if they're all camping together. You know what I mean? We'll see are we camp buddies or not? When the season ends, we'll find out. But during the season, they are, no doubt about it. Yesterday, Steve, he's your camp buddy, but he did get this one wrong.
What layer in the atmosphere is responsible for filtering out solar radiation?
Gas.
No.
The sun.
No.
Dirt.
No.
Apparently you weren't alive.
Dirt.
Or you weren't even paying attention when I was like, oh, don't do the aerosols. You're going to wreck the ozone layer.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to die. Yeah. Well, fake news. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Megs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy, and those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.